Week 1, Friday, Matins, Second Nocturne. I am exhausted from crying and from yearning for my God. Psalm 69, Part 1. Save me, my God, please, the water is up to my neck. I stepped into quicksand and there is no foothold. I was dropped into the depths of the ocean and the waves surged over my head. I am exhausted with crying. My throat is dried up. My eyes can hardly see to look for my God. There are more people who hate me for no reason than my head has hairs, and these men who want to ruin me are strong and have no grievance against me. It seems I must give back what I never stole. True, my God, you know how stupid I have been, and I could not keep my sins from you. But please do not let these faithful to you, my God Yahweh, come to harm because of me. Do not disgrace the people who try to follow you on my account, please, God of Israel, since it is really because of you I have been defamed, that I have covered my face in shame, that I have been estranged from my brothers and treated like a Gentile by my own mother's children. It is because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the calumny against you has fallen on me. When I wept and tortured my soul with fasts, they held it against me. When I changed my clothes for sackcloth, they made me a laughing stock. Idlers sitting at city gates sneer at me, and drunkards sing their songs about me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I am exhausted from crying and from yearning for my God. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was dying of thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Part 2. But now, Yahweh, I make my prayer to you, and ask for your acceptance. Dear God, in the greatness of your mercies, please listen to me, and make your rescue come true. Pull me out of the mire, and keep me from sinking. Do not let the water wash over me, and drown me in its depths. Do not let the abyss below shut down on me. Please listen, Yahweh, because your kindness is so dear to me. Turn back to me with all your tender mercy, and do not hide your face from your poor slave, because I am in anguish. You know all about my disgrace, my shame, my dishonor, and all my enemies are there before your eyes. Their insults have broken my heart and weighed heavily down upon me. I looked for anyone to pity me, and there was no one. I searched around for comfort, but found nothing. They gave me gall for food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was dying of thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Follow the Master, and you will live. Part 3. May their own meals turn into snares to catch them, their prosperity into a trap. May their eyes turn dark and not let them see, and may their bowels run constantly. Please pour your outrage all over them and seize them with your furious wrath. Devastate their homes and depopulate their tent, because they keep harassing the ones you punished and make fun of the pain of those you wounded. Pile wrongs to them atop their wrongs to me, and do not let them into your virtuous presence. Erase them from the book of life, and do not write them down with honest folk. And please take me, this poor, desolate man, and have your rescue, my God, lift me high again. And I will praise God's name in song, and tell how great he is in my gratitude. And this will please Yahweh more than steers or bulls with their pathetic horns and hooves. The little people will see this and be happy. And for those of you who follow God, your hearts will live, because Yahweh listens to the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Heaven and earth should praise him, and so should the oceans and everything that swims in them, because God will rescue Zion and build the cities of Judah, so that his people can live there and own it, and the children of his slaves inherit it. Those who love his name will find a home there. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Follow the Master, and you will live. The Master will teach us his ways, and we will follow in his footsteps.